Peace, y'all. This your guy, Spence. Man, what y'all about to hear is a great interview that I did with the god Stokely, a man of much importance to not only R&B and the culture, but to my life. I appreciate him giving me this opportunity, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We get into mint condition, being in the band, the highs and the lows. If he ever got tired of singing the hits, you're going to hear him dance a little bit. When I ask him, is he a top five lead singer? I appreciate him giving me this opportunity, and I hope you guys enjoy it. This is Volume 1 featuring Stokely. All right, peace, brother. How you doing, Mr. Stokely?
I'm fabulous, man. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm pretty good. I'm fanning out a little bit, man. You're very important to my childhood. Very, very important.
All right. whatever little bit I got, man.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. For those who've been living under a rock, or for the youth, can you tell the people listening just a little bit about Mint Condition, how you guys started?
How I got started is I've been playing drums a long time, so that's my claim to music, my offering. I've been doing that longer than anything.
Okay.
I started out playing in African dance troupes and that kind of thing. So percussion, hand percussion, and later on getting into steel pan and various percussion instruments, playing in different bands around town, and later on meeting some of the members from Mint in high school.
Okay.
Which you would say kind of a performing arts high school with had a steel drum class, which is where me and Homer Odell met. And they also had a recording studio there, so we were involved in that class. And we just kept going. And outside of school, we pretty much just met up and, you know, just playing in different bands and, you know, decided to put stuff together. And we kept collecting friends and people with like minds like ours. And, we just kept moving, met up with, you know, Rick and Larry and Jeff, everybody. And, you know, it became what it became. You know, it's Mint Condition in a nutshell, the very abbreviated version.
Yeah.
You know, abbreviated version. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. And got caught the attention of Jam and Lewis later on doing showcases and whatnot. And got signed to Perspective Records. And we were launched to the world. You know, and, you know, just kept doing what we're doing. We've seen this on various soundtracks. You know, like I said, we've probably been the soundtrack to many people's lives and upbringing, as you said yourself. And, you know, now we are, you know, just doing different things. I'm doing solo career and just moving in life, traveling, man, seeing what things we can discover about ourselves and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's... as in a nutshell, just give it a broad stroke and we can get on into whatever else you want to get into. Yeah.
Okay. With all you brothers being in the studio at once, right? As a fan of music, I want to know, what is that feeling like, that we got one feeling? So when it comes to you guys hits or even B-sides, what was that feeling when you was like, we got one. We got us one here.
You're having fun. And you just want to express yourself as wild, to take it to the edge as much as possible. And hopefully people feel it. And to get that energy back, like, wow, what you put into it, you get back is everything. Sometimes you don't get it back. We did. It feels incredible. You know, you're on top of the world. And just keep going. Sometimes you don't. I know for a fact you don't realize the effect that it has on other people. You're just pretty much in your own world and doing what you do.
Okay.
And years later, I just actually ran into Carrie last night.
Oh, wow.
I did a show here in Vegas, and we were talking about that. And it takes a minute to realize what happened, you know what I mean, because you're so busy in it. So, you know, and hearing your story about how it affected you and your upbringing, it's like you really don't know what it's going to do. But when it hits us, that's absolutely a magical feeling. It's amazing. And you just want to continue that feeling and, you know, keep people feeling as good as long as possible. Bring them outside of their world that they're usually in. You know, it was a beautiful feeling.
Okay. Was there any of the songs we love, right? Any of the songs we love, are there any that you guys weren't really a fan of that really blew up?
Any of the songs that we did?
Yeah.
Well, listen, all the songs that we've done are written, produced, conceived by Main Condition.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, okay.
First of all, so anything, we have to like it first.
Absolutely.
You know. Now, there may be some that somebody in the group may not like as much, but absolutely, we're on board with everything that goes on. You know, we may not have thought that, okay, this isn't a single or anything like that. But the thing about that is, you know, when you let other people hear it, you might have your own favorites, but we're not the ones. We have to buy into it as far as, you know, we have to like it. But physically buying the product,
yes,
that's up to the consumers. So we give them a lot of respect because they're paying our bills at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So artistically, we have to like it and that kind of thing. And after that, we just got to let it go. And there's just a part of it where it's just like, you know, you got to put the paintbrush down, stop painting, and, you know, have the world receive it however they're going to receive it. Love it, hate it, or not care one way or the other. That's life.
Okay.
So, I mean, pretty much where we left it.
Mm.
You know,
has,
in my eyes,
has,
that's where I left. You know, somebody else in the group, you may have a different, you know, feeling about it.
Yes.
I don't know. You know. But for me, that's how I dealt with it.
Okay, as being the lead singer of so many of the hits that I grew up on. So I grew up on it, and then I had to go back and do my homework, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a millennial, as they would say.
Yeah.
So I was still, you know, I was still a kid when you guys were blowing up, and then as I grew older, you know, it stuck with me, and then I went back. So as for those who were in tune with your music, those who grew with your music, and those that are learning about your music now, as one who has to sing these songs over and over and over and over, are there any times where, because I was listening, I was hearing, I heard something about with Music Soul Child, and it almost sounded like his music became a burden. Is there any time, Stokely the Human, is there any time you...
A burden. We haven't gotten that, I can tell you that. The only thing we've gotten come close to is, like, being creative.
Uh-huh.
We want to do something different, you know, and I think maybe, I mean, I can't speak to what music's thing is. And what we all do talk about is artists is, you know, being able to move and the public getting stuck on one thing, and that's just they typecast you into one thing.
Absolutely.
One box. You know what I mean? That's just kind of how the world works sometimes. People like what they like, and you are their appeal. And whatever it is that they want, you know, or like, you know, whatever it is that an artist does for them, they want that feeling every time.
Yes.
So anytime you change it up, you know, people are fearful of what they don't know, and it's like, you know, what's odd to them or what's new. You know, but I think that's good. You have to, you know, break some new ground because they don't know what they want sometimes until you give it to them. You know, it's like they didn't know they wanted Main Condition until we appeared.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like one of those things. But I think, you know, for us, it's more of we just want to be creative and, you know, take some risks. So, we might get tired of playing this, you know, the same way. So our arrangements became different and, you know, we would push the envelope sometimes or even a couple of times we tried not playing certain songs. They were like, okay, that was no, we can't do that.
So yeah.
The best thing we can do is switch it up, remix it, you know, where we feel fresh and energized as well as, you know, the crowd getting what they want. So, but as far as the burden, I don't really think for us, I can't say that would be a word that we would use. You know, like I said, we just artistically became, you know, where it's like, let's just switch it up. Something different, you know, but a burden could be, we did realize at the end of the day, you know, again, they're paying our bills, they want to hear what they want to hear. And, you know, while we give them what they want and we do some of the stuff that we want to do too, and like, they wouldn't realize that, you know, by the time we're in, at the end of the show, they're like, oh, it's some of the stuff that you do was amazing. I've never heard that. So we found really creative ways to educate them musically, I should say.
Okay.
You know, and that's what kind of kept moving the ball forward. I think really, really cool and long-standing. People have been with this for a long time. They get that, and that's the thing that they've come to love as well. To expect the unexpected and things, as well as things that, you know, the things that are very well, you know, tried and true.
Absolutely. I think as a consumer now, you know, the artists that I love, you know, selfishly, I want to see artists grow, but yeah. It has to be growth that I like.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as I know that's very selfish. I know it is. Being in a band, you know, the highs and lows, there are a lot of bands who kind of dissolved during their high. Longevity within bands is very rare.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe a member, did a member leave during the height of your guys, run?
And the, Kerry, he married Tony Braxton.
Yes.
And that's the only member who had, who had left. And just to live his life, he had another, you know, venture, a love venture, whatever. And I guess at that time, a lot of groups, that kind of thing, when you're on a ride or a journey kind of thing, you know, some things are cool with some people, some things aren't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we're no different than that, being a family and brotherhood. And, you know, just misunderstandings happening. I think for him, he was just like looking for another part of my life. And that's just, when you find that thing, that's rare. So I'm like, go ahead, do your thing, figure it out, you know. And yeah. At the same time, we couldn't stop what we were doing, couldn't stop our train. So it's one of those things, you know, wish him luck and on his endeavors and everything. And,
so
that's everybody's gonna take their journey.
As a group,
and you know, but when you're younger, you have more of a tunnel vision view of what life is, what you're doing, and what's important and what's not, and that kind of thing. So all of it's important, and everybody had probably slightly different ideas and thoughts about it.
Yes,
and in hindsight, of course, it's just one of those bumps in the road that you just you just go through. You know what I mean? And yeah, man. And so, like I said, I just seen him the other night, and you know, he's looking amazing, and he's doing amazing things. So, you just traveling the world that you're doing the best way you can. You
know? Yeah.
And yeah, that happened, and we actually did a couple years ago. He came on stage. We were it was somewhere in Anaheim, something like that. But anytime we said, you know, we're if it makes sense, you know, in the past, we were like, yeah, man. Come on, let's hit something together. So that was the point where we did, and it was fun. And the fans who really knew were excited about it and everything. So yeah, we had a great time there.
So
yeah, this is, you know, bands, when you have a long history, you're going to have that, because everybody's not going to feel the same the whole way through. You know, I've been on this journey since 35 years or so.
Yeah.
That's a long time in life. You know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
It's, yeah,
that's a marriage.
It absolutely. It's a musical marriage. Absolutely, you learn a lot. I tell you that. Absolutely, we all do. So
when
we're all proud of it. And just it's an amazing journey to have traveled through, you know, the world and met these people and done these amazing things with these amazing dudes and, you know, really geniuses. You know, all of us have our things that we do and contribute. So yeah.
So when he left. How did you, when he left, how long did you guys like dwell on it? And then it was like, okay, we got to pick up the pieces and move on.
Well, I mean, we just kind of in mid stroke, was really nothing. We just start rocking. You know what I mean? I mean, we were pretty much in the middle of, we're doing different things at the time. Anyway, we were, taking vacations and that kind of stuff, like just enjoying life. And, so it wasn't that long. I was maybe, I just remember us ending up playing at Paisley Park, and that was the first time, that we played with him. It was like 1999, something like that.
Okay.
And, it was, I remember it was just a different energy, but, you know, I don't think it really was that long, because it's like I said, we were just and they spoke of just, you know, just living life. So it wasn't, you know, close things were like, man, this is a life thing that happens. You know, you go through it and just, you know, do it the best way you can. I don't know. It didn't seem like it was that long. But you might have a different take of it, you know, whenever you get one of the other guys may have another take of it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So when... When you guys were at your, when you guys were cooking, right? You guys were in the, I would like to say the height of R&B. So was there any like friendly competition between other groups and artists? Because there was so much, so much great R&B during that time, the 90s.
Absolutely. I mean, there's friendly competition always, man. There's always that friendly competition. It's like when I go and play now, it's like you have a lot of these groups, they all just want to be the best that we can be. You know what I mean? Having, when I look at now, all the songs groups that we're doing, it's like, when you just want to have your best presentation, you know, it's like, you really, everybody knows, it's like, all of us want to be the best, So, I mean, you rehearse, and you sit in front of a mirror, you listen to your songs, you try to figure out how to perfect into the best presentation that you possibly can get, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I learned from the whole mental vision experience of, you know, the night, you know, the nights that I have with my band. You know, it's like we just pretty much go out and try to have that same standard, you know what I mean? And then people appreciate it. You know, I think that you just carry that, I have that within me, you know, just to carry that out. It's like we cut from that cloth of like the 70s bands and that kind of thing, presentation, performers,
yes.
Entertainers. You know, so that's pretty much what I'm trying to put forward.
Okay. Was there any, because you guys were, during that time, one of the few that I can think of off my head that still used live instrumentation during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of it was, you know, computers and machines.
Yeah.
Was there any pressure to be like, okay, maybe we, you know, was there any pressure, or did you guys hold it to your hearts like, we're still doing this way?
I mean, there's a few people doing it, but I think when we first started, there was quite a bit of, you know, it was like a lot of track shows and that kind of thing, but we just kind of stuck to our guns because that's what we were about. That's what we were about then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let me, Stokely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that you are arguably the greatest lead singer.
I appreciate that, man.
Where would you put yourself?
Where would I put myself in what?
As far as the greatest lead singers in R&B.
In R&B? I put myself somewhere in the conversation. You know, I mean, you all can do all the rankings.
Because
that has, I don't have anything that I'm different than anybody. It's like, you know, everybody's got their own sensibility and experiences in life. Depends on what you like. Depends on what you came up with. You know, I'm not going to be somebody's favorite singer if they don't even... You know, what depends on what your standards and how you grew up. I can't really rate that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I know that I'm great. I feel that I've worked hard and I have a place and a mark, and I'm going to sign my name in this whole thing. And that's, you know, wherever you place me, you know, as long as I'm in the conversation. And that's great. That's why we do it. Now, for one, it's not really for awards and everything. It's just really for, I know it fits inside of people. So wherever that is, you know, I'm good with, and I just like, I think appreciation when I get this, you know, this accolades back, whether it's like, look, man, you got me through a tough time. I was in the hospital, you know, rolling through this, and you know,
absolutely,
the story that you said on this song, those things mean something, you know, cause that's real life. That's really what music is about, to touch somebody's heart and everything. The money and everything and accolades in the other way, you know, the material stuff comes later. That's really a byproduct of what I believe is meant to be more spiritual.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Music is to make you feel better and to uplift you, to inspire you, that kind of thing. I think all the other things that we hold near and dear in the material world, you know, that's a secondary thing. So, you know, first, second, I think in African culture, they have it where it's, you know, everybody has their moment.
Absolutely.
You know, I think, you know, in other cultures, you might have a higher. What comes first? What comes second? I think in African cultures, like, you know, all these things can be happening. All these people are important.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on the time, the moment, whatever, you know, the situation is applicable, so to speak. So I don't know. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's the best way I can answer as far as, you know, I leave it for the critics, whatever,
yeah,
you know, they're trying to critique, whatever that means.
No, it's all good. You do it for the rewards instead of awards. I can respect that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Of all the people you've worked with, you've worked with quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is your greatest feature or your greatest moment?
Greatest moment? I can't even say that, man, because all of them bring something totally different, and they bring something out of me.
Okay.
You know, totally different from the next one. So it's really nothing sticks out like that. Was like, oh, this is, you know, I think all of them of a piece for me is very important because they bring different parts of my personality out, which is, I feel really like I'm real eclectic, and I've had so many different, I grew up playing so many different styles of music and genres. I love all of them. So for me to pick one, be like, oh, I love this genre the most. And yeah, even like I've sang in the R&B genre a lot.
Yes.
And that's what I've done most of, but I think I love other genres as well, as much as that, you know. So, like I said, I grew up, you know, playing, you know, African dance, you know, and drum. I love that. When I hear it, I get chills. So, I mean, if I can't, it would be trying to say pick a genre. I'm not able to say that because all these things make these other things that make me, you know.
Okay. Well, speaking of features, one of my favorite artists for quite some time is Wale. Shout out to that brother. Just released a project.
Yeah.
You worked with him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's so killing, man.
Is there anything you can dive into when it comes to that relationship? You two brothers.
Well,
would
I think
seem
it's
like
probably a gift that keeps giving from, you know, stem from the Mint Condition days and the music that we put out.
Okay.
And Mint being such a, I guess, a big thing in the DMV area, DC area. And he was one of those kids who came up listening to Mint music and loved it and just fell in love with the whole energy of it and reached out when it was his turn to really be an artist and want to say something and be connected to that. He's connected to that musical spirit, you know. And yeah, just reached out and it was stemmed from that. And we just connected, man, and continued. He's an amazing talent, poet, you know, prophet, whatever you want to call him. He's amazing. He's definitely in my top 10, I would say, as far as lyrics and, you know, new school, I would say. And yeah, man, just an amazing dude, man. He's doing amazing things. So he's an important person to watch in this century.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So looking back, you're still moving forward. You got your new single, She.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You had Introducing Stokely 2017? 2017?
Yeah. 2017, yep.
Okay, so while you're still moving forward, looking back, what does the impact, you know, your impact and then the impact of the group, what does that mean to you? And where is all of this moving forward?
What is the impact?
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
What does the impact mean to me? It's it's every year that passes, it's more I find out how important it is and how much impact it is, I guess. And that's a beautiful thing, to be able to touch people's spirit, you know, their lives in a positive way and going forward and up, you know, trying to make some progress, you know, in this crazy thing we got here called life. So that's great. I mean, that's the best thing. I know it's a real generic thing to say, but that. Yeah. Sometimes generic things are the most truthful, you know, I can say a bunch of, I can say something in the slickest way, but I'm like, just to be straight up, that's just.
No, I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? And I think moving forward, that's just, you know, it's exactly what we're all doing. You're trying to, you know, cover some new ground and, you know, figure out who you are, some different experiences that you have. You know, I think we all are having that moment now, whatever it is that we choose to do. And for me, moving on in the musical realm still and trying to cover some new ground, it's been amazing. And just finding out, you never know, because what happens when people miss something, like say the group, they miss, you know, oh wow, I'm missing you guys up, but I enjoy what you're doing right now. This is interesting. You know, I think that's what you have to do. You have to keep switching it up. And, you know, first of all, a person has to, you know, really reach inside him or herself and figure out what it is they want to do in life, with, you know, what different things they can do. You know, so I'm making discoveries about myself, which I knew were there. I just didn't know how to go about it, or, you know what I mean? And that's been my whole life trying. I've always been active in different bands. I've always been a searcher, a kind of explorer in music, playing in different bands, different genres, trying to figure out how I respond and how I can make it feel good in different situations. So it's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm exploring. I'm exploring myself, exploring the world through music.
Yeah,
and the impact has been great, man. It's been amazing trying to raise the bar for myself and those people who love it. That's great. Those who don't, you know, will be exactly what they were before they came on or didn't know me at all. So it's all a beautiful thing. It's just how life works.
Okay, when was the last time you reminisced about the group and actually had genuine thoughts about getting all the original members back together?
I think about it when sometimes when people ask me, otherwise I'm pretty much traveling ahead, because it's like, I think for everybody, it's what's interesting in the grand scope of everything, you know, for most of up until recently, most of our adult life, that's all we've done.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, to look back right now, it's been no time for me. It's like, I've been living in it. I'm only recently just, you know, looking for it, and, you know, doing the same thing that I've done for the group for myself. So, I mean, not a lot unless somebody asks me about it, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So with this new single, I'm more than sure you got a new album coming soon.
Yes. Absolutely. Top of the year, that'll be coming.
Top of the year.
Funny, speaking of, like, you were speaking about looking back while you're traveling forward, which is the name of the new CD is called Sankofa, which is what that's about. Which is about looking backwards while traveling ahead. And you're looking at taking everything that you are, all your experiences, everything, and, you know, making some new ground. So it's exactly what you said. You know, I try to really reach deep within and look at what I am, what I'm trying to do, to what my, you know, make my intentions known within myself. And that's authentic for me. And that makes the most sense. So it's everything, you just pretty much, every interview that I have, everybody that I talk to, every show that I do, slowly but surely, I think people, I live within that. And it seems natural. And that just is evident. Anytime somebody says, like what you just said, it just lets me know every time that I'm on the right path.
Yes.
You know, being, you know, traveling forward, but it's like you're always carrying, whether you know it or not, the past with you. Of course, it's nothing that you want to dwell on.
Yes.
Good or bad, ugly, beautiful, all of that, you know, especially if there's a lot of great stuff that's happened. That's great, but you just want to make sure that you know, covering some new ground as well and discovering self.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's what's that. But that's the name of the new project. It's going to be an amazing, amazing experience, you know, for you all working on a good show, expanding the show a little bit. And the last couple of years have been really an amazing road journey, like life on the road and in life and that kind of thing. So we've had a real good time, man. Looking real proud of it, working along with Jim and Lewis. They are backing me a little bit this time, so that's been great. They just let me do what I do and be creative. And you know, it's great being with my big brothers and kind of back home again where I started. So along with me and my business partner, manager, also we have a imprint, Blue Rap. We joined along with Perspective Records, and we're doing this thing together. You know, So it should be an amazing, amazing journey. So absolutely, I encourage everybody and self to look out for, watch out for. It's going to be, you know, if you like what I do, I think it's just going to be a continuation, just bigger, broader, deeper, better, you know, take it to another level.
Absolutely. Okay, before we get out of here, I have to ask, will there be any, will you be speaking on any conscious topics on this?
There's always
album?
A little bit of that. There's always a little bit of, you know, like on the last one, just looking at the landscape, I had a song called We Me on it, just talking about
our community,
what's happening in the world. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm always going to have something in it because, you know, we all live in the world and it's just part of my responsibility, or part of my sensibility, I should say.
Yes.
And to put out there what I see, there's always a little bit of that. Absolutely. I'll always have, I come from that. I come from a family of educators and, you know, to always be conscious of what's around you. I grew up, I was woke before it was even a term. You know, when I was young, I didn't know what it was. I thought everybody else was halfway homeschooled. I didn't realize that it was just me, you know, or other people like me, that it was far and few between to find people like that. So I grew up with, you know, parents of, were in the civil rights movement, you know, Black Power movement, all of that stuff. So
absolutely,
I am a child of that.
Hey, I hear you.
A revolutionary child, you know what I mean? So I still have this. I carry that spirit along with me when I go. So there's always going to be some of that with what I do. Yeah.
Well, all right, brother. I truly appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
Absolutely, man.
And I wish you well on your future endeavors. And I truly want to thank you for what you've done for my life. You know, my mom was a singer and my dad was real heavy into R&B, and Life's Aquarium was the first album that touched my ears, I would have to say.
Wow.
R&B
right?
album. Okay. Yeah. So I truly appreciate you. Thanks. And I appreciate the opportunity, and good luck, my brother.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the interest and time. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Got it, man. All right. Peace. Look out.